My name is John Erling. Today's date is June 29th, 2016. Porter, would you state your full name, please?
My name is Porter L. Reed. I was born in Texas, Windham, Texas, 1923. My family moved to Oklahoma in 1925.
You were born in 1923. What's your actual birth date?
Well, my actual birthday was January 21st, 1923, 1-21-23.
How old are you today?
How old am I today? I'm 93 years old.
I read somewhere it said that you were 94.
Well, that goes on the record, too. Reason why I say I was 94, back in Texas then, they were taking census every 10 years. Well, my family moved from Texas in 25. We was on a sharecropper farm. We'd try to get some birth certificate, and they got around. They checked and showed that she had two boys in their 20s when they took the census. One was named Alonzo, which she is passing Porter. It had the direct dates of the birth, but didn't have the direct years. And so my school record shows that I'm 94. My Army record shows that I'm 93. So I go for 94. I take 94. I don't want to go back. I want to move forward.
I thought you'd want to go for the younger age, 93.
No, it won't get it. That reason why I don't want to go for the young age, we got a word on our side that chick's too young to fry. I've been turned down because I wasn't of a right age. I'll take 94. So we just take 94.
Well, it'll get you into most places,
yeah,
I think.
Amen.
We're here in Muskogee, and we're recording this in the Three Rivers Museum. We appreciate them giving us the fine facilities here for this. Joining us is a gentleman who's become a Negro League historian. Jake, your name, please.
Jake Cornwell.
Jake, tell us a little bit about your association with the league and a little synopsis about the Negro League in Oklahoma.
I've been researching this project for about 4 years now, and I've come to find that we have had African-American baseball paid to play since 1892. So since territorial days, we've had paid to play baseball. Through all this research, I have dug through archives and made phone calls that connect one to another, and I end up finding people like Mr. Reed who can fill in voids within baseball history and Oklahoma history. He played for several teams in Oklahoma, but also played across the country. So having someone like Mr. Reed with us can paint a portrait of history that has not been archived yet.
Yeah, we appreciate your interest in this, and you do much of it on your own, and that's great for the world of history and preserving this story of America's Negro League. Tell me your mother's name.
Maiden name was Foster. Willie Mae Reed is my mother's name, Willie Mae Reed. She was born in 1907. At the time she married my father, she was 13. At the time I was born, she was 15, around 15. Nowadays, you touch a kid at a certain age, you boom, you're gone. They have more respect for family ties now than they did then. But as long as you was able to get up 12, 13, work and take care, do this and do that, it was all right. And I was in Texas. You know, Texas is Texas. Big place. We was on a sharecropper's farm.